Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today...
Steve.
Our Steve.
Lauren.
Lauren.
Chris.
I have manners.
You guys are bad. Joining me today are Steve, Chris, Lauren, and Bob. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
You guys are just feisty.
We're swirly.
We're going to talk about California Grill. We're excited.
Okay. Yeah, it was great.
Okay, well, let's start off with California Grill. We most of us, with the exception of Bob, met up and got the opportunity to dine at the California Grill a couple weeks ago. And let's hear it.
So I'd like to start because I am actually, I was the one who made the reservation. And because of that, I got a phone call from Disney Dining at about, I guess it was about noon. And they were like, look, you know, there's some issues with the kitchen. Only three of the entrees are available. But it was the standard entrees that everyone loves. You know, the chicken dish, the pork with the polenta, and the, of course, filet that everyone likes. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's all right. We'll go. That was my first mistake.
Yeah, that was our mistake. That was like a giant red flag we all missed.
So we get there and we actually had two extra people and it didn't seem to affect when we were seated. We were seated at a big round table, with a fairly decent view of the castle. And, it was really cold in there. And when I say it was cold, I mean, I don't know if it was 50 degrees. I mean, it was very cold and it was to the point, maybe six. I don't know. What do you think? 50?
Maybe they were trying to distract us from the fact that there wasn't a lot on the menu.
It was unnaturally cold for that restaurant. It was so bad to the point that,
They were handing out tablecloths.
Yeah, they were handing out tablecloths. And it wasn't just our table, but other tables, all the women are like wrapped in tablecloths.
Yes.
I was wrapped.
Use a tablecloth?
It's something you don't see every day.
You're spending a lot of money for a fine dining experience and everybody's having to wrap themselves in tablecloths. So that was definitely a miss.
Yeah, we didn't coordinate. I had the same tablecloth as the lady.
Yeah, everybody was.
what a fashion faux pas!
Oh, it was embarrassing.
And why they can't turn the air up instead of handing out tablecloths? I don't understand.
And if they were doing it for their own comfort because they're running around, that is just selfish. So cold. It was shivering cold.
Yeah, it was really freezing.
The cold in the room wouldn't explain why they only had three entrees on the menu. I don't know. It probably was related somehow. Long story short, the food was actually pretty good, although it was kind of difficult to enjoy it. But the big news is that they're closing it in January anyway, which is fantastic. It's going to be closed from January to June sometime of 2013, which is so needed because the look is tired. It kind of looks like a Cheesecake Factory up there. The menu is...
Oh, I don't think it looks like a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I do. I think the decor is extremely outdated. The wood colors are very, you know, kind of mid-90s. The menu is totally mid-90s. It's kind of like somebody thought this was a sophisticated menu in 1995, which is when it opened. And it was then, but it's kind of tired now.
They don't need to redo the entire restaurant to change the menu.
No.
But the decor needs to be changed.
No, that I would agree with, and I've heard rumors of structural issues. I don't know if those are actually true.
There's always been a rumor that the roof leaks.
Hmm. Well,
you know, there can't be a structural thing because they would shut it down. Because you're talking safety issues. Then
I've got it. So they had it so cold in there so that the leak would freeze and wouldn't drip on people.
That's
a brilliant idea.
That's totally.
All right.
You know. It was miserable. And honestly, you shouldn't charge people full price for that kind of miserable experience.
Well, miserable. It was.
They
truly
should have done something to discount when it was half of a menu.
Well, and even the half of a menu didn't bother me so much because that menu has always been tired and limited, but the food has always been good. You can always find something on that menu. It's not up to Narcoossee's or to Citrico's, but it's always been a fairly
good deal. I don't think it's worth what you pay for, and it's certainly not worth – I mean, I agree with Lauren here. If you're only serving three entrees, whether they're the three most popular or
it
not –
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You need to discount for that. Mm-hmm. And if you're handing out tablecloths because your restaurant is ice cold, yeah, you're going to be taking money off my bill. Yeah,
I'm going to have to totally disagree.
Throw in some wine.
No,
well,
I disagree.
Appetizer.
If you didn't want to be there, you didn't have to be there. You didn't
right.
have to
we were
order.
Given-
Don't yeah, expect but, something okay, for free but, just okay, because well, it's not up to par.
Okay, well, maybe not with the entrees because I guess they called you in advance and they let you know.
Right.
But you certainly didn't know going in that they were going to have it so ice cold.
But
that,
not only that, but where else were you going to eat?
Right, and that is, I'm seeing that, but I don't think you should expect something for something that you walked into.
Oh, no, and I'm the last person to ask. I would have demanded it. I absolutely
would
call the manager over.
I agree with you, Lisa. I think, you know, we were warned about the entrees and decided that that was, well, I decided that it was okay. I didn't say anything until I got off the phone. Sorry. But, what we weren't warned about was how cold it was. And if I had known how miserable it would have been up there, there's no way I would have eaten there because I'm a big wimp about the cold, as
right.
all of you probably know.
It's very distracting.
It is distracting.
And you know what? I'm sorry, Chris.
No, that's okay.
I think maybe it would have been very appropriate for them to offer free hot tea and coffee to anyone who wanted it.
That would
have been a good resolution.
Yeah.
At least
just,
a nice gesture.
They just dropped the ball. They dropped the ball big time. And we all have said this on prior occasions. That's a restaurant that rests on its laurels based on its location.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because, so, I mean, even now, it's still impossible to get reservations there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody wants to see – you know, fireworks from the Contemporary,
without
California Grill.
I'm actually going there at the end of August with my family, and then I'm going there for that September thing we all have going as well. And I just, you know, I will actually miss it. I've had a lot of really good meals there, and I've enjoyed, you know, the company of my friends, and I'll miss that.
Well, you'll create new memories.
I would love to have them create it. It's, I know it's not going to happen, but I would love a section in the remodeled California Grill that is, you know, closed door, private.
They have that.
They have that.
They do.
We just ate there.
But isn't that just for like?
Yeah, it comes with a treadmill
or something.
Yeah, you get a treadmill in there now, Bob.
Yeah. No, they have that room. Wine room. Yeah, there's a little tiny wine room on the side. You don't get a view of the castle. You get a view No, Lisa, there's a separate room all the way on the other side.
But I thought that room that they have was just
Lisa,
like...
you just ate there, didn't you?
I just ate there in the
I
Napa
thought that
room.
That was just for...
Oh,
like,
in the Napa room, yeah. You don't get a view of the castle,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, you can see the castle.
Okay, see, I thought you only had Seven Seas Lagoon from there.
No, no.
I thought the Napa room was just like private parties, like chef menu.
It was.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
this is
no,
when
I'm,
we
I'm
did
talking
the...
about a dining room that like, hey, I don't want to be around all these people who brought their tired kids, you know.
Oh, you want
the
private hobnob Bob room.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
No, there's a little room. It's like a wine room. It's not the private party room that's off to the side that overlooks Seven Seas Lagoon.
But is it? Do the doors? I mean, I would literally love to see them have a room.
No,
that
but it
the
is
doors
separate.
Shut. No, I, with the noise in there, you need to shut the door. You need to be able to shut the doors and shut out the noise, and that would actually get me back to that restaurant.
Well, Bob,
that's
it's
not going to
happen. But you know,
special room just for Bob.
No, I think a lot of people would appreciate that.
But I don't understand the distinction. You want to get away? It sounds like you want to get away from the kids.
Pretty much.
Right.
See, I actually think the California Grill is a very good first grown-up restaurant for kids because it is loud. It's not formal. I mean, it really does sort of – I'm sorry. It's like a Cheesecake Factory. It's appropriate for kids.
Okay, if you're going to make it loud and boisterous like a Cheesecake Factory, then I don't know. Don't call yourself Signature or drop your prices.
Well, but I mean not okay. Mm. So, and that leads me to something else which is not related to the California Grill is Le Cellier. Lauren and I ate at Le Cellier and I have
and
to say
Chris didn't blow me off.
No,
yay.
We totally met up there. Well, we had been together all day. So
so you couldn't ditch
away.
Him.
But we actually went to Le Cellier. We were there with Bob's wife, Donna, who of course is awesome, and a few other people. And that food was pretty inconsistent. You know, for lunch, I can see it being totally worth one credit. For two credits, Le Cellier, not worth it.
I agree.
Didn't they change the menu last year?
They did change the menu. So there's more items on the dinner time menu. Like they have a ribeye, but your ribeye shouldn't be less than an inch thick. I don't care how big it is. A ribeye should be a certain thickness. It shouldn't be less than an inch. I can get that at the Golden Corral. It was good.
Them's fighting words.
Well, it was very good. I will say that the steak was very good. The bread basket that they bring out was very good. You know, the salads were good. Everything was good, but it wasn't a two table service credit meal. It wasn't worth the hype. If you can't get in for one credit, I wouldn't go.
Well, and see, this is the thing. I mean, just like California Grill rests on its laurels because
that
of its location,
totally
Le Cellier does because of all the hype. I mean, there's
all the hype. Yeah, that's the biggest issue with that place. It's totally overhyped. And as a travel agent, you know, when your client wants a reservation there, even at 180 days, you're calling at 7 in the morning. You're tiny bit panicky because you know it's impossible to get. Mm-hmm. And
I find it easier to get now than
it's easier to get
today.
Dinner, but it's impossible to get lunch.
But that
You're
was
right.
the whole the idea behind making it two credits at dinner. They had too much demand. So when you have too much demand, you can raise prices or make it more difficult.
But if you're going to make it two table service credits, if you're going to raise prices, then give me better food. Don't give me something that's about as good as Golden Corral.
And honestly, my other issue with Le Cellier was we checked in. They forgot about us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard about this.
And then after they forgot about us, they stuck us in like a corner crummy table and stuck a seat at the end.
Right. It was a four top. They put us, we had five people and everybody was just sitting there. And I was like, there is no way I'm going to spend this kind of money. And so I said, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't think they honestly would have put a table with men and women at a four top. But because we were all women, I think they were kind of like, eh. You know, that's just my feeling because I've had that happen before in restaurants. And so we asked, and our waiter, his name was Johnny.
He was very nice.
He was so nice. And he did move us, but we shouldn't have had to ask. You're paying that kind of money and you're going to put five grown women at a tiny little table? That's unexcusable.
That's because you're all so fit and trim.
I wish.
Well, Chris was trying to hold my hand under the table.
So I was.
Very inappropriate.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me that for all the hype, what sounds like a better steakhouse can be found, you know, just a walk away at Yachtsman.
By a long shot.
Or you go a little further and you've got Chula's.
I would say that Yachtsman wins over Le Cellier big time. Like much more creative appetizers, better desserts, just overall, it's just a better restaurant.
I have to give them a chance again.
Give it a chance.
That is very, very interesting for all the hype. It may not be worth it. I mean, it's been one reservation that I've never been able to get for myself. I mean, granted, I'm not calling at 7 in the morning for myself. Yeah.
If you go for lunch. You're going to get to taste the same stuff.
Yeah, I think that what we need to do is, you know, one of these days we need to try to get a reservation there, all of us, and just check it out again. I mean, maybe give it a second chance.
But I've eaten there lunch. Maybe we should try dinner.
You did have dinner.
No, I had lunch both times. It was lunch.
No, we just had dinner.
We were on the dinner menu.
That was dinner? Oh, that's
right. That was a dinner menu. That's why they charged us an arm, and I believe they took off your leg.
I hate
that there are certain restaurants, you know, like that I think just get by on reputation or on view, you know, Cinderella's Royal Table, you know, because it's in a castle.
They're going to continue as long as people still go.
Well, and people will still go.
I agree with you, Bob, because I think that you have to, in some ways, Disney restaurants have to be held accountable. I mean, you know, people are paying good money. And I think overall Disney turns out some really good food, but at the same time, you know, that's just a little, I don't know. It was,
yeah,
it was,
no, absolutely. You can have some, and I have had some fantastic meals at Disney restaurants across the board. I've had very good breakfast, lunch, dinners, you know, in signature and non-signature. But yeah, the places that, you know, deliver all show and no substance, or, you know, a lot of show and very little substance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
not even a very pretty restaurant. I mean, it's okay looking in there, but there's nothing extraordinary. The ceilings are low.
I agree with that.
I guess it's supposed to be.
From the pictures, it looks very dark and.
It is.
Yes, but let's think about the name, Le Cellier.
It's true. And you are right.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
It's just nothing. I mean, you know, you walk in and there's this little sort of entryway that you're sort of all huddled in. And,
you do feel like you're in a cellar.
It is.
You know, you go down a couple of steps. It's very cellarish.
Save your money. Yes. Go at lunch. Go to Via Napoli. It's better. Or go to Yachtsman. I mean, there are really good places to eat on property, and that's just really not one of them.
All right. Speaking of Yachtsman, Yacht Club, Captain's Grill.
I was really surprised by that, and I need to write about it because it's kind of like a little hidden treasure. My burger was really good. Oh,
wow.
My burger was good.
Captain's Grill, really?
Yeah, mine was actually really good.
Excited about that meal.
What did you have?
I had steak.
Mm.
It was okay. It wasn't my favorite meal, though. It was okay.
I forget what I had. Chris, what did I have?
I split something with...
You had the chicken.
Oh, yeah, the chicken was good.
I had the ribeye, and I split that with Leslie. And it was wonderful. I had the mashed potato things and the green beans, and I ate every bite on my plate. It was good.
Oh, I ate it. Just wasn't my favorite meal.
Oh, no. I thought it was good. I did think it was good.
I would say don't go out of your way, but it's a one-credit place. And if you're staying at Beach Club or Yacht Club or even Boardwalk and you want kind of a low-key night, like maybe you want to get the kids to bed early and, you know, just sort of relax that night, that's a really good place to go.
You know, but that is a place I have walked by many times and never never occur to me to go.
Well,
do you think like Grand Floridian Cafe, you could walk in and get a reservation? Or?
I think so. I bet you could.
Oh, yeah. That place was empty.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't it wasn't full. Yeah. I mean, I would say that the quality was, you know, and maybe that's why the food was so good, because they're not slammed.
Let's talk about the service.
Service was pretty good.
What?
You thought it was bad? I thought it was good.
At Captain's Grill?
No.
I don't know. I was sitting down at the end,
Steve?
With Charisse.
It was fine at our end.
Ugh.
Was it not good on your end? We had a big table.
I don't think it was good.
It was
I thought
table.
She was.
It was. She was average. She wasn't. She didn't go out of her way. She wasn't.
I think she saw automatic gratuity and did the minimum that she had to do. Granted, we weren't the easiest group to deal with, but glasses shouldn't go empty, and empty glasses shouldn't stay on the table.
Yeah,
I mean, we're paying good money for this.
Yeah.
And we keep talking about good money. I don't think we have any bad money.
Yeah, there's bad money. Ask Bob.
I'm sure.
No comment.
Lauren, what do you think about the service?
I thought the service was okay. You know, I'm not a big fan of Captain's Grill. I wasn't before, and I'm kind of sticking to it at this point.
Right.
The food was okay. The service was eh. I didn't think our waitress really enjoyed her job.
Maybe that's it. She just was.
Yeah,
compared to
Cape May Cafe.
She had no pixie dust.
Breakfast at Beach Club at Cape May Cafe.
Oh, yeah. She was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
We did have breakfast at Cape May and fabulous.
Yeah,
I did notice that they seem to have eliminated some items from the Cape May buffet. Normally they have, as you walk in, there's like a little toaster section, and you can mix some yogurty type stuff. That is now incorporated onto the main bar area. And so something's got to be missing. I haven't figured it out because I don't go that frequently, but I do know that if they've got, the cereal section and the toast section, those little sidebars empty and they're still on the buffet, they're replacing something else. Something good. So let's see what else. Yeah.
How about the Cruise Cup? The little bar at Yacht Club?
The Crew Cup.
Really good food.
Yeah, Cruise Cup.
Cruise Cup.
Whatever.
No, I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
C-R-E-W-S. Cruise Cup.
Yeah, I was putting the apostrophe S in there. Yeah. I don't know. What'd y'all think of that? I thought it was pretty good.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, it's a nice little hangout.
Yeah, it would have been better with more entertaining people, Steve.
Oh.
So what is that? Like a little just kitschy bar type thing?
Yeah,
like
it's kind of a waiting area before you go into Yachtsman's.
Yeah, it seemed like there were a lot of tables full of adults, doing kind of, work related sort of meeting after work kind of, people who are there for the conventions or whatever, but they had some really good, they had, like good, basically appetizers and stuff. I thought that was pretty good.
Hmm.
I should have, I ate more than I, talked. So I think
well,
I can vouch for the food.
They had the natural fries. And I think, did it have Parmesan on it?
It had some truffle stuff, right?
Yeah, something on there. Sprinkles. Sprinkles.
They had truffled fries. They had crab cakes.
You didn't bring your own sprinkles.
Buffalo chicken breast nuggets and some shrimp thing that we kept getting put in front of us. It was really good. And then, of course, they had, drinks for people who drink and whatnot. So
I had a wonderful virgin pina colada.
Did you really? I had a delicious wonderful. Diet Coke.
Ooh, refreshing.
It was fantastic. I know, we're so boring.
Well, it was good.
Mm-hmm. No.
I got souped up on the sugar.
I'm sure. Well, we had that dessert party afterwards, so we couldn't really,
Oh, yeah, that was good,
Couldn't stagger over to Epcot. I mean, it was bad enough I had to drag Lauren over there.
Well, Chris and
Somebody
I partnered
had
to
carry
up.
Me.
Chris and I partnered up over at the dessert party. This was pretty good because they had the tiramisu cups.
Oh, God.
They were good.
And I'd eat the whipped cream off the top, and then she'd eat the booze-soaked lady fingers from the bottom.
They were loaded with alcohol. I mean, like, I was like, gee, you could have five of these and get, like, nicely tipsy.
Well, see, now, that's not right. That's not how you make tiramisu.
No, Bob.
Why
you
not?
Would have, and in fact,
because
I was standing
you're not
there
supposed to drench them in liqueur.
Oh, but they're so good that way.
You're supposed to soak them.
Bob, I have to say that I was literally standing there eating the leftover alcohol that Lisa was giving me and thinking to myself, Bob would not approve of this tiramisu because we know you're like a connoisseur of tiramisu.
I am a connoisseur of tiramisu, and I have to say the best tiramisu I've had is at...
He even says it right.
Is that, my mother's was the best, but Via Napoli comes close. I mean, Via Napoli actually reminds me of her tiramisu,
aww.
So, which is nice.
Oh. Yes, that's sweet.
A moment to Bob's mom.
Yeah.
So drenching it in coffee liquor.
Well, you don't want it soggy. You do want it saturated.
The little piece of ladyfinger was there, and it was floating in Kahlua. So
I'd have two of those, and I'd be on the ground.
I had three, and I was kind of like, I don't think I need any more. Because, I'm a lightweight too, Bob.
I ended up giving you three. So
I had to pull her. She almost fell into the lake.
I know.
No, seriously, Chris, I gave you three.
I think I had more than that. Then.
I think you did.
Well, because frankly,
it's all running together.
There wasn't
all big
really
blur.
There wasn't that much good on the dessert bar. The little eclairs were good. But those mango cheesecake pop
like
things,
them.
Oh.
No, I didn't
terrible.
Have those. You know what I did have is those Blondie brownies. Those
oh,
were
I didn't
good.
Have one.
They were really good, but I like Blondie. So,
yeah.
Well, where was your viewing area?
We were just to the right. As you're looking out onto the water, we were to the right of the Rose and Crown.
Oh, very nice.
I think that was probably the best location because before
I liked it
in
there.
France, we did the one in France before, and it was like eh.
Well,
although I have to say the one in Italy is a pretty good location too.
Yeah,
Italy was pretty good.
Yes, Italy's good, but Rose and Crown is an excellent viewing spot.
But
the only bad thing was that it was very windy.
Yeah,
right. it was to the point of all the ash and the little particles coming towards you, and you'd have to turn away. You'd get it in your eyes, and people are grabbing napkins to wipe their eyes, and it was very smoky.
Maybe we should tell people that if you're having like a big gathering of friends or family or whatever, you can actually rent out these areas down by the water, and it's an Illuminations dessert party. It'll start, you know, maybe about an hour before Illuminations itself begins. And it's a, you can, you know, customize your menu. You can have alcoholic beverages, regular beverages, and you can have any kind of dessert you want, really. And it's a fun way for a group to get together. And they're actually, if you have a large group, it's actually fairly economical. As far as it's not going to cost you thousands of dollars. I mean, you're talking, you know, probably under $1,000 for a group of like, what, 15, 20 people?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about $32 to $35
a person
inclusive.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
To have a private area, private viewing, plenty of space, you get all the beverages that you can handle and, you know, oodles and oodles of desserts.
And you can definitely go out of the 30s when you start adding alcoholic beverages and stuff like that.
Yeah. You can easily look at $50 a person, but it's a special thing.
I don't think
thing.
You need it for that though.
No. Well, maybe some families do. I could see like, you know.
My family, but.
No, but it's dessert. You know, it's a dessert party. So it's not a function. It's not a cocktail party. It is a dessert party. So you have your coffees, your sodas, your, they had a fruit punch. Bottled water, and so they had that. And then the dessert
they had
table.
Coffee too, I think, right?
Yeah, they did have coffee. They had both with the flavored syrups. And then they had, yeah, and then they had three, I don't know what they call those high top, cocktail tables. Those walk up and stand, walk up and sit. And maybe
bar
three of
tables.
Those. Yeah, those bar tables. And then they had two or three benches set up for us for the viewing. And we were on a lower terrace. There was a higher terrace that had a larger area. And
I think the lower terrace is a better viewing.
I didn't complain at all. But each country, well, not each country, but a lot of the countries have a designated space for the private parties, for the dessert parties, for the Illuminations viewing. And it's a great idea. And it's not that unreasonable. You know, if you've got a party of 10 or so, they do have a food and beverage minimum. And there is a rental fee anywhere from $250 for the venue space. But you could be looking at anywhere from 35 up, inclusive. But it all depends on what you can spend on a vacation as well.
I think it would be great for a family gathering. Like if you went down there for a family reunion, it'd be a nice way to sort of top off your time down there.
Where you're not necessarily spending every minute of the day together and you are closing the night together, and the park usually closes after Illuminations. And if you're at one of the, Epcot resorts, you just walk right on home.
Yeah.
Well, home, so to speak.
We did Soarin'.
Yes.
And we left Tanya behind.
We did, but didn't we pick up a couple
in the
kids?
Bathroom.
That poor girl.
We picked up a couple of teenagers, though.
Yeah. Did we?
We did.
We replaced her.
Yeah. Well, we had a bunch of fast passes, and some of them allowed five people, because these were comped. And we had, if we counted properly, but our count came to 13.
We were missing somebody at that point.
Right. So we could get 15 in. And so we just looked around and we saw these two teenagers, boys, and they clearly wanted to do this, but it was what? How long was the wait?
It was like 90 minutes.
I was thinking 90.
It was long.
It was a long wait. And so they were obviously disappointed. They didn't have any fast passes. And so I went up to them and I said, are you hoping to get on this? And they said, yeah, we were hoping to, but 90 minutes. And I said, we've got some extra fast passes. Do you want to get on? And they just lit up. I mean, teenage boys don't typically light up, but they lit up. And it was really sweet. And I wasn't sure if they'd need a room key because it was extra magic hours. And so they just started calling me mom. And I figured I'd claim them. And actually, that doesn't do much for my age, but...
You're so old.
Yeah. But anyway, they got in line with us. They were just stoked the whole time going through the line and asking questions. And they were very friendly boys. And it's nice and refreshing to see had lessons that are polite, respectful, and appreciative. So
I'm not really sure how I missed these kids. I mean, I was in the same line. How did I miss them?
They were very nice. They were in the middle.
I don't even remember.
They weren't in the
front. I think it was nice of you to do a good deed. I mean, I love, you know, I love being able to, you know, if I had fast passes or something and I'm not using them, I just, you know, pass them off.
Yeah, and you should. There's no reason not to. I think that's great. Well, last time we had extra one-day park tickets, and Bob, you ended up giving those away to some fans, didn't you?
Yes, yes, I did, and they were that worked out really great, and I know that they were appreciative because they wouldn't have been able to go, or you know, and it worked out perfectly. So
yeah,
so that was good.
I ended up with some extra passes. I gave those to Jennifer, and Jennifer found 4 people that could use 1-day passes, and they again, thank you, you sure? You know, they question everything.
No, these are real.
Yeah, yes, they're real. Mm-hmm. There is no catch. I don't want anything. Just go play. So
that's nice. Yeah, especially, I mean, a 1-day ticket is, you know, $90-something now with tax. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. It's going to cost you. So, yeah, I mean, I love spending that kind of magic. And, you know, there's really no better place to do it than, you know, Disney.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll have to have a date or a gathering where we purposely just do nice things. You know, I like how one of our agents...
As opposed to all the evil we usually do.
Well, I'm trying to turn you around without the insults.
We all get together and do evil things.
Yeah, that would be great.
What's wrong with that?
You ruin everybody's photos and splash magic.
Oh, well, I totally
jump into people's photos as they're taking a family picture.
I totally photobomb things. I bet you we could
make that a sport.
I don't think of it as ruining. I think of it as enhancing.
Every photo's better with Bob Angelo.
My husband actually does that all the time.
Look, there's something to be said with you riding Space Mountain and me in the back reading an issue of Cat Fancy. You know, it's just funny.
It is funny.
So
I can see Chris doing that, the way she kept going to that website.
Oh, the cat website?
Yeah.
Shh, don't talk about that.
You're a little cat obsessed.
Yeah, a little bit. That's really embarrassing. Yeah.
Okay, that wraps up this week's show. You can download our podcasts at iTunes or at mousechat.net. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.